trending stories, especially locally here. Just, it's a tough week for law enforcement here in Indianapolis. A lot of thoughts and prayers going out to officers that we've lost. Southport Police Department Lieutenant Aaron Allen was killed in line of duty after 28-year-old Jason Brown shot him to death. Lieutenant Allen was trying to help him. There was just a car, like an injury report. So the car flipped over. He checked him out. And then it's unknown. The guy just started shooting at him and struck him and killed him.
So sad.
God, it, like, this guy is coming to help you.
Support our boys in blue.
For sure. And then another sad thing. This is a crash earlier in the week, but Deputy Chief James Waters passed away yesterday as well at the age of 48 after he was involved in a crash Sunday on I-70. IMPD Chief Brian Roach said, Jim comes from a long family lineage of courageous law enforcement leaders. His presence will surely be missed. So our thoughts and prayers out there to all the men and women that serve and protect us in this city and in this state.
It's going to be a hard weekend for police officers. So if you see one, make sure you thank him or her for everything that they do.
Definitely. And how often do you get packages delivered to your place, Alex? Because I know we get them every, you know, week or two. We get something from Amazon or different places. Just like a little package.
Once in a while. And I actually, because I just started Criminal Minds about 20 years late, since I just started that show, they just had an episode where there was a serial killer who would make bombs in unmarked packages. It was like he would handwrite their name on it. And then he would leave it on their front door. It was just like a brown paper package. And the police had to send out, like in the episode, a notice to the community. Like, if you get a weird package that has your address and your name handwritten on it, do not open it. And now I've been paranoid about having someone leave a package at my apartment door.
This is a scam alert involving packages, but no bomb. This is a new scam alert. Here's what happens. A package arrives. It's addressed to you, but you didn't order it.
Oh, gosh!
You write return to sender and give it to the Postal Service, but then 3 months later, you get a notice from a collection agency saying you owe $139.97 for not returning the package in a timely manner.
No.
This exact situation happened to a woman near Colorado Springs. The woman, a senior citizen, did everything right. She even got the authorities involved. Colorado Springs PD says to be aware of the scam, which is happening nationwide now. On the consumer-run website Ripoff Report, the company that sent the package is listed at least 64 times in the past few months. That's something, like, I would be like, we didn't order this if we did send it back. But then they scam you because you're really not charged either, but they're trying to get you to send $139 to them.
You know what? Something's going on in Colorado. First, JonBenet. And now the packages.
Okay. Yeah, that's all intertwined and related.